We pray for the e-kids, right? So e-kids, you can come. You can give her a mic and pray.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us life, oh Lord. Thank you for everything you have done for us. May you bless the e-kids as they go learn new things about you, oh Lord. May you guide our parents as they learn new things. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray.
Amen and amen. Have a glorious time. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you this morning? So Matthew chapter 4 verse 18 says, while walking by the sea, I'm doing the art of following. So that I don't overload you, but at the end of the day, when we are done, you'll be overloaded. Amen. Amen. Excuse me, nanga pole pole, sera pole pole. Na preach kama preacher kawaida. But remember, every now and then, can I tell you something? Every now and then, I come to Elevate Sunday. Nikiona wase. Mimi naonanga Bible school. So mkiona sasa zingine naenda sana is because najua I'm training people. So equipping saints for the work of ministry. So we are equipping saints. And as I told you, the reason why I retract back to go to like a discipleship is because nilianzia hapo nika notice ninakimbia peke yangu mbio yenye ni kama napiga watu chenga. Ukiuliza mtu, what did you learn? I pasi, I'm confused. Somebody told me, ati pasi uliko unaenda hapa, unaenda huku, unaenda, umeload mtu, hata ajui ya kwa hapi, hafu na mambia tuombe. So, nikasema, okay, sawa, let me, but it is good. It is helping me learn how to communicate better. We went for Rora show. Yakina Alvana, so waku kuwa pala Sunday. So the Sunday wako. So we ate. Mwangi, ulikosa. Ulikosa. Kama ujai ona Fred akidance. Sijui utamuona lini tena. Hey! Niona vile Fred amechukua kitu mpaka hapa. Nikasema bas. Nilikuwa ndani na record, kumbe sijafinya record. Nikasema gai. Anyway, Matthew chapter 4 verse 18. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. They left their nets and followed him immediately. I'm sharing about the art of following with the intentions of building ourselves in terms of culture and to equip those. We've prayed for people to come. When these people come, maybe by then Mungu atakuwa amenisaidia, niko na office, nitakuwa nimejifungia pale naomba. Sasa hiyo serandi anawatreach the art of following. Amen. So when people come, we'll have to create a class, because yes, in the service we will continue where we are, but it is good for us to retract back and no wonder naongea kizungu, because yeah, anyway, feeling better. Kuchagana kiswahili na kwanga stress. Na uliniambia kiswahili yangu ni mbaya. Mindset. Una overthink. So anyway, when these people come, we shall be doing discipleship for them and walking with them, taking a journey with them through the scriptures, and for them to be able to be equipped also for the work of ministry and get our culture. So Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, he meets these disciples and tells them, follow me and I will make you. He found them casting net into the sea. You're looking for your bag. It is just there. Unaweza ichukua tu, usiogope. Usikuwe na pressure. We are family. Usikuwe na pressure. So when Jesus called these disciples, they were doing something. They're actually casting a net into the sea. We went again to Matthew chapter 28. Wewe watosha. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. And Jesus came. Okay, let's look at this. It's something that I will just throw. I'll mention it the third time. Probably I'll explain why Galilee. But now, is it the third time? Or when we are advancing the conversation, we shall check and say, why Galilee? In verse 16 says, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. So Jesus, when he was calling these people, he met them at Galilee, right? Then when he's going to commission them, he sends them to Galilee. Are we together? And it's in Galilee that he says, all authority, this version says, and Jesus came and said, all authority in heaven and on earth. Have you noticed most people are Nasomanga on the earth? Have you noticed that most people are Nasomanga in the heavens and on the earth? Huh? So now I'm doing something. It should be heaven and on earth. It's not the earth. It's on earth. Heaven and on earth. Said, all authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. Then he continues to say, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name. So when I say, I don't know, what is your version saying? Is it baptizing or baptize?
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them.
Baptizing them. I'm just speaking details in scriptures. What does your version say, Rosalie? Nimeruka hapa. Ume notice. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, yes. Yako nasemaje? Baptizing, uh-huh. Baptizing them, okay. Yako pia the baptizing. When you read that, you realize that when I'm saying somebody is coming, what does it mean? It's something continuous. Are we together? So go ye, preach to the nations, and do what? Baptizing them in the name of? When Jesus resurrected, let's go to Mark chapter 16. I don't know why I've gotten that direction, but I'm trusting God that I will come back to. Have you noticed the details that I've given you? It's heaven and earth and on earth. Then go ye and not baptize. Baptizing them. So it's a continuous process, okay? Okay, Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into the world and proclaim the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Whoever believes and is baptized, he will be saved. So he say, this can easily tell you, or you can easily misinterpret, which I've seen. I've seen also, I'm a TikToker. Nangoja bulete ingine tana ingie. I've seen in TikTok, somebody say that no one is born again until they are baptized, based on the book of scripture of Mark. Sumaiske oluga atuja ujokoka mpaka ukunyushwe maji, sorry, upitishwe kwa maji. So are they, that is right or direct interpretation of that scripture in terms of reading directly. But when you sit down and ask yourself, that I have to be, so nikienda kwa mahali penye hakuna maji na nime believe neno, so hapo Mungu ataelewa. Sivyo tunasemanga hata saa godi anaelewa. Imagine saa godi akiendelea kuelewa, kumaanisha hiyo story yake ya the word anasema is the same yesterday, today and forever has to change also. Okay? So when you look at that, you find in Matthew chapter 28, go ye therefore, preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father. It means it's a continuous process. And that continuous process is for this reason, that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name. That is what Peter says in the book of Acts chapter 2. Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. And then you find that when you say in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it is based on the writer of that Matthew chapter 8. But the bottom line is the name of Jesus. Now, nilikuwa nimeanza kuenda kwa kitambo, ndo nimenoti sasa nimerudi hapa. Now, in Matthew chapter 4, he says, he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and this Sea of Galilee, he met them. Hope me not wearing shoes is not disturbing anyone. Mgeni, siya, ni vetu nimechoka kuvaa viatu, siya ti, tuko na culture hapa, madhabahu ni holy. Lazima utoe viatu kama Musa. So, when he goes to Galilee and he meets these disciples, he calls them, says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Today I want to talk an art of discipleship in regards to commitment. And you find that when they say they are following him, they followed him for sure. And you find Peter is asking Jesus a very interesting question. That when we've left everything and followed you, what is the gain? What gain are we getting at the end of the day? Then Jesus tells Peter about the benefits of the eternal life that he's going to receive. You can find that in Matthew chapter 10. When Peter is asking Jesus, it shows you that Peter had given the best of the best to that following. Are we together? Petero alikuwa amempa Yesu the best of the best. So when Peter had given Jesus the best of the best, he's asking Jesus, we've left everything. We've left everything. Discipleship will take a lot of inconvenience. And I want to use my personal story. Because I don't want to be superficial. When I was in Papa Center, I remember when we were starting RKC. By then, I don't know if those who are in Papa Center knew, they were called PTC. PTC. Yes, let me give you now the story, because from inception I was there. I remember I was called. I was young. I think I was maybe your age right now. Yes, I was probably your age. I was young. And I was told you are the one going to lead the small groups. Okay? Okay? Najua mnapenda story. Solo na chapisha story. Ndio hiyo message yangu ingie. And when they told me you're going to lead, I sat down and I asked myself many questions. I was just from, God had spoken to me to move from Eldoret, Felix, watu wa LD. Sisi tulikuwa watu wa Yamone, Ishamage, Awendi, Koth. Tulikuwa tumezoea hiyo, because I used to study in Eldoret, and then I decided let me stay in Eldoret. So when I came and I sat like a year. Then I got into the protocol ministry of Papa Center. I was the one also from the word go. I was the one in charge of visitors. When God has put a call on your life, no matter how much you do, you cannot run away. Because you cannot run away. I've worked as a chief accountant without papers of accountant. It was Lydia's story. Wait, I had seen you. Ukiona sasa hii Alvanas najua hesabu mbili tatu hapa hivi ni kwa sababu kwa hiyo kiti ya chief accountant I had to sit down and learn. Every day watu wakiingia kwa internet kuangalia nyimbo ama nini, me I'm looking for a formula or how to balance a book somewhere kwa YouTube. It was deliberate. Now that's a story for another day. But now when they called me and told me so, I was naive. I felt like I was not up to this, to the task. I was not ready for the task. And at times you find that I will tell you do something and you feel like I am not up to this, to the task. I think I'm just replicating what I went through, and it has benefited me at the end of the day. So what happened is, for example, today I say, Kim, you are the one in charge of nitumie gani? Niseme Kim ndio ako in charge ya prayer. Eh? Kim ndio ako in charge ya prayer na make sure prayer. Immediately Kim ataanza ku feel, mimi sijatosha. Niliambiwa kuna kitu inaitwa raw material. Kwa Sheng. Hiyo iko advanced kuliko yako. Ni wenye wanakuja nyuma yako wanaita raw material kama hujatosha. Sikia, huyu ni raw material. Nikauza raw material ni nini? Huyu ajui kitu ni ana akili. So, that's the new language. Wacha ni chanue hapa Hakim. Si umesikia hiyo story ya raw material? Haujasikia hata imekupita? Guy, woo! No, hiyo story iko. Niliambiwa na watu hii kwa store. Ati raw material, kanza raw material. What do you mean? Nikasema, Alvanas, si tutuendelee tuna ile shengi yetu, because tukirudi nyuma, tutapotea kabisa. Anyway, so when I was given that opportunity, I asked myself questions, how do I get a CEO to go for a Bible study? Mutu mwenye akona kampuni yake, ama ni mkubwa mahali fulani. So when I asked myself those questions, I was frustrated, I felt of less importance. I felt like I cannot add value to this course. And I felt like somebody else was better placed. And when I met Reverend Julian, he told me, you know what? I believe in you. I know God. God will use you and will use you greatly. So niko hapo, niko confused because jui mbele na nyuma. And I'm picking this as the story of the disciples when Jesus is telling them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And in that following, Peter is asking, by the way, boss, tumeacha kila kitu tumekufuata. Because the scripture says they left everything immediately. Peter anasema, tumeacha kila kitu tumekufuata. Sasa benefit yetu ni gani? Benefit yetu ni gani? And in that same situation, I was thinking about the same, and I remembered this story that when I began the home sales for Papa Center by then, I was in the same state. I followed blindly. In other words, at times commitment demands a lot of blindness. By the way, tunafuata tunaenda wapi? Kama vile niliambia watu tunatoka Signature Mall tunahama, tunaenda wapi? Tunaanza kuangalia. Inaweza kuwa ni pale. I remember when we had not communicated tunahamia wapi. People were guessing and I loved the guesswork. Sera bwana asifiwe. Inaweza kuwa ni hapa nyuma, inaweza kuwa ni pale, inaweza kuwa ni pale, inaweza kuwa mpale. But why? Because when you are following, you have just to turn a blind eye, not to turn a blind eye, you have to follow at times blindly. That's what unapata watu Mackenzie anaambia watu wasikule wakuli. But Mr. kuambia usikule. So at the end of the day is following, there's a price to it, and that price demands a kind, a tendency of blindness. So when these disciples followed, they left everything. So it means whatever might be of importance to you, you have to forsake for the sake of this. For example, if tomorrow people come here and they need discipleship class, we will not start discipleship class at 10 because that is your right time. Felix, tutasema discipleship class ni ya saa moja na wewe ndio una facilitate. So hiyo siku una rauka mapema. Unakuja kufanya discipleship class. So it shows you that there is a level of commitment that you have to raise when you are saying you are following. Okay? And that demands a sense of blindness. Now back to my story again. How did I manage? Reverend Julian started by writing manuals. He only wrote 6 lessons. So aliandika lesson ya kwanza, ya kwanza na ya pili pamoja. So in his mind, he knew that lesson will cover us for 2 months. Your lesson will cover 2 weeks. I was back to him. Kambia, hey, that the lesson, we need another lesson. He wrote another 2 lessons. He sent it to me. So when he wrote these 2 lessons, he told me, son, make sure those lessons stay for 1 month. Sasa, ukipata mtu mwenye anasoma kila kitu pamoja, na wamemaliza, anasema, in fact, this should be a one lesson. So you have to look for activities in between to elongate the lesson. And by the time I was going to him, Kambe, by the way, that lesson was just meant for one lesson, but now we need another lesson. Now, this was his statement, son, we need to find a way. Because unanipea pressure. He was trying to balance a lot of things, okay? I'm talking about the art of following. My story is boring. Aina, nitaongeza kanyama choma hapo katikati ndio kashikishe. But when he told me so, I remember it was at the verge of me doing my wedding. We stopped the PTC for 1 year. Why? Because we didn't have manual. We didn't have things to do. So we are asking, people are gathering for what? And that is why I sharpened myself. At times I ask myself, why are we gathering? For what? What is the end game? What, at the end of the day, what is the final picture of the gathering? Why are we doing this activity? Why are we, if I can't answer that, I will drop it. It's just me. I'm not committed to a place where the why is not answered. For example, we moved here. Niwaambie tu kweli. Niwaambie kweli. Ndawaambia service kisha mnikumbushe. So, we moved here and if the why was not clear, trust you me. Ningekaa hapa hivi of first, second month, niwaambie fanyeni hivi. Let's go back to Signature Mall and pray again. But when the why was clear, I was like, okay, let's jump. Let's jump. This is a jump of faith. This is a jump of faith. We say it is cheap. It's not cheap. Excellence is not cheap, but excellence pays back. Amen. So when he told me so, we suspended for 1 year. And that 1 year, people kept on asking me, Billy, by then I was not pastor. I was, Billy, what is happening? We need to go back to the fellowship. Because I'd done a fellowship here in Syokimau and they were so tight together. We need to go back. We shall just meet. I told them no, because also we are managing the the doing some controls of the sword to be able to manage the things that happen in fellowship. So after 1 year, that 1 year we're waiting for a book to come from States. It's called Enemies of the Soul. Those who, did you do Enemies of the Soul? Hey. Only funny Enemies of the Soul. I don't know you kweli. Oh Jesus. Fred Stakuliza. So, Alvanas will find Enemies of the Soul. I think we need to use that in our fellowship after what we are doing online. So when the book came, we were like, it came 15 units. After every 5 units, there's a conclusion. 5 units, there's a conclusion. It's a very, very good manual. I don't know if I have the entire 15 manuals, but I will recommend Alvanas, we pick that one immediately. We're done with the fellowship, with the discipleship, whatever I'm doing online, we pick it up. So when that book came, book 1 to 5, people were excited. We started 6. By the time we are getting to 8, watu wakaanza kuuliza, hii kitabu imetuandikiwa sisi ama ni wazungu? Unajua wananiuliza mimi, always uliza Rev. So mimi nafaa kujibu, as if Rev ndiye anajibu, alafu ndio nipelekee Rev feedback. Rev anapelekea Rev feedback, anacheka, anaambia, "Sad, utajipanga." So, in short, next time ukisikia nikuambia utajipanga, jua tu, I have not fallen far from. Sarah, I think ameanza kuzoea hiyo, utajipanga. So, When he told me that, I didn't know out of that process, God was building me or putting a demand in me to start writing manuals. Start writing fellowship manuals. So when people were asking me, it provoked me and I started asking, what is the need of the church by then? What is the need of the church? They need discipleship. Oh, they need discipleship. So what do I need to do? I took the book of Reverend Julian, what he had written a year plus before, and what we are doing right now. I looked, here I am picking his mind. Get me clear. Here I am picking his mind. The other side, I'm picking of how they have done that manual so that I can be able to take his mind, do a manual that is corresponding to the vision of the church. So, nilikuwa nachukua hii manual yenye ameandika, naiangalia, nikaisoma yote tena, nikachukua hii Enemies of the Soul, book 1 to 5, I read it, nikachukua tena hiyo manual, nikaangalia, and then nikaenda online to look for other manuals. So in short, what I'm telling you, when Jesus told the disciples, follow me, it was not sitting. Are we together? When I give you, for example, if we come and say, you help me in this, it is not you to sit back and wait for Pasi. Are we together? It is for you to be creative and think through, because when Peter is following Jesus, before the final commissioning in Matthew chapter 28, you find there's a time he sent them 2 by 2 and they came back say, we rejoice. Demons say, rejoice not, but rejoice that your name has been written in heaven. So this is what I am calling us as a church, as a people, that when you are doing the following, you're not just following, is it blindly? You're not just, you have to be creative. You have to be creative. You have to be creative. I sit with people and I tell them, I remember when I sat with Sofoni the one day when we were, tulikuwa na choma ile church ya kitambo. Hey, nakumbuka tulikuwa na Sofoni, tumekaa pale hivyo, nikiambia Sofoni, unajua, sasa, you have to think through keyboard. Uskona tuchezia tu. You have to develop yourself. You have to put a demand in us to do the songs that will actually challenge you to become better. Are we together? So, Sofonia kaji challenge. By the way, Sofonia may improve kucheza keyboard. Hako ancheza hivi? Wimbo ya kizungu uliko kucheza na kuangalia. Hiyo pasa mi hapana jua. But he had to sit down and challenge himself. To me, that is growth. You get that? To me, that is growth. Why? Because in discipleship, you don't wait for capacity to do everything. You have to stand up and stand out. Are we together? Mwangi, tuko pamoja? Ama unataka point number one, point number two? Kimu unataka maziwa? So, when these disciples were following, they were actually actively following. When Reverend Julian gave me the opportunity, I decided to be an active follower. Most of the things that were happening in home fellowships, trust you me, alikuwa nazisikia after zimefanyika. Why? Because I had to pick, what is the heartbeat of Reverend Julian? What is his heartbeat? How does he want things? I told you, I sat focused so much on him until nilikuwa najua akipreach najua saa hii Reva anataka maji ya kunywa. Na immediately atasema, I need some water. I had to master that, not for anything else, because I said, this is the man I'm following. I have to pick a lot of things that are there. So when these people are coming to arrest Jesus, it had to take one of the disciples to identify who Jesus is. Are we together? Diganisa, tuko pamoja? Tuko pamoja? This is one of the, I was thinking of how to share this. But when the disciples were around Jesus, you could not tell the difference. So can we be in a place whereby, I love it that yesterday, Kim was telling people, this is the pastor. I was like, that is good. Lakini ulinichomea, ati mimi nakuja kwa CID. Ni sawa tu. So at the end of the day is, I want us to get the heartbeat. That tomorrow Mwangi, ukikaa hapa hivi, ukikuwa peke yako, ni kama we are here. Are we together? When you're going out to do something for the church, if I say, I've been called to preach, I say, Fred, the one going to preach. Ukimaliza unasema, by the way amesoma hizo scripture, tunajua ametoa wapi. You get that? Not just scripture, the way we do things, the way we respond and look at things. Will it be easy? No, it will not be easy. Will it be a laughing moment throughout? No, it will not be a laughing moment. That's why I shared the other day, learning how to ride over provocations, that you're provoked, and at the end of the day, you're smiling. You're looking at like, when you're done, ni sawa tu. I was telling this Kinalvanas another story yesterday of somebody who was given something for me. And they used that thing, and I needed that thing. It was easy, Sarah. It was easy for me to get burned. But you know, I went to the person and I told the person, you know what? I love you. And whatever has happened will never stop me from loving you. In fact, I'm planning to add him another gift so that we enjoy. Bwana asifiwe. Fred Acheka. It is a setback that I felt, and I was like, how comes? When I really needed God, I said, I will not permit my heart to be hurt. I'll not permit my heart to drive the way I think my mind wants me to. I will allow God to ride. So what do I do? Wasemanga mtu akuchapa side moja unageuza? Hebu nijaribu. Sikia mpaka Sophia anafanya eh. So at the end of the day, in discipleship, it's a commitment that I am given to the word of God. That anytime the word of God tells me this is how it should be, I should not even think twice. That is how I should be doing it. Committed, faithful to the word of God. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 1. Another point today I want to tell you, a disciple is somebody concerned of others, is concerned of other brethren. Nehemiah. Kimu mefika Nehemiah utusome? Nehemiah iko nyuma Psalms.
Sita budu mungu mingine iliyo na mifano yoyote. Sitapiga makoti yangu ni sujudu. Zangu ziwe manukato kwa Yesu. Wastahili sifa, naleta, naleta sadaka kwako Bwana. Heshima, heshima na mamlaka zipoke. Mtakatifu, 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 nakuita mtakatifu. Oh Yesu, wewe mtakatifu.
Ah, soma Nehemia chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. A disciple is somebody who is concerned. So a disciple is a committed person, and you are actively following and picking what needs to be picked. A disciple is somebody who thinks about others. Think that microphone is the one that is speaking. So you can, okay. Yeah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Ebu mwashe microphone kidogo. Yes. No, usipoint kwa speaker.
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. This is the account of what Nehemiah son of Hakaliah accomplished. Nehemiah's concern for Jerusalem, the month of Kislev in 20th year, that Artaxerxes was emperor of Persia. I, Nehemiah, was in Susa, the capital city. Anan, one of my brothers, arrived from Judah with another group, and I asked them about Jerusalem and about our fellow Jews who had returned from exile in Babylon. They told me that those who had survived and were back in the homeland were in great difficulty, and that the foreigners who lived nearby looked down on them. They also told me that the walls of Jerusalem were still broken down and that the gates had been restored since the time they were burned. When I heard all this, I sat down and wept. For several days I mourned and I did not eat. I prayed to God.
So he Nehemiah heard, and he said, when I heard this word, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. In short, Nehemiah was concerned about others. Nehemiah was concerned about others. So a disciple is somebody who is concerned with the burdens of others. And as a disciple, we should be concerned about the burden of each and everyone around us. Look at Nehemiah's life. Nehemiah's life had everything. He had everything. He had engaged himself. He was in the palace. He was an official. So he had everything that he needed. But that burden that he had for people made him a part of the written episode or the letters, the book of Nehemiah. It was not him that, look at that, he says, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hecla. So these are the words of Nehemiah, the son. So when I say these are the words of Kim, is it Kim who is writing? Okay? So you'll find that the person who compiled and put Nehemiah there, he said these are the words that Nehemiah wrote. These are the things that Nehemiah did. So in short, Nehemiah was concerned about others. And as a church, I challenge myself and I challenge you. Can you be concerned about somebody? That you think about Alois during the week, you just call him to find out. Ingaje Alois umpigie kabla saa sita. Kifika saa sita anakosanga kuchukua simu. Sini ukweli? Usikubali, usikuwe na pressure. Kama nasema uongo, nasema tu. So, can you be concerned about Alois and you call him during the week? Find him. Hey, Alois ukoje? How is everything? How is life? Hard things happening, okay? Are we together? Shaviva karibu. Safari ilikuwa poa. Kabisa. Karibu sana. So Nehemiah had it all, but he still went ahead to be concerned about other people. A great disciple embraces discomfort for the sake of God's mission or God's agenda. A great disciple embraces discomfort. Discomfort. That ukona maziwa, unaamua kunywa black tea, upelekea Felix akunywa maziwa. At your duty, your duty. Anawezi jinyima kwa sababu ya Felix. Yani maziwa, ayambe yoni utiaji awezi. So, it's about sacrifice. It's not about comfort. Mwangi, tatuneza amua, umechukua unga ugali, umetoa kwa nyumba, na umekuja umetafuta Alois, unawambia Alois, chukua iunga by the way. Na unarudi home. Unasema Alois, unless? Unless akuambie. Ati unless kau kona mingi. Okay. So it's about discomfort. Is that the giving aspect is not that you miss it. It's just out of abundance. You're saying, for the sake of my brother, for the sake of my sister, I am doing this. Are we together? Are we together? I'm trying to finish something so that I can be able to do the believer's walk in, the believer's love walk, not walking love, love walk. And another thing is a disciple is a builder. We said last week that you need to ask yourself questions in conversations, in fellowship, wherever you are, at your workplace. Do you build or do you destroy? Do you build? Is your agenda after building people? Is your agenda after seeing people grow, becoming what they need to become? Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Nisema naenda Old Testament for the sake of isikwe anatumianga nini peke yake. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 4 and 6. Scripture says, I made great works. I built houses and planted vineyards for myself. I made myself gardens and parks and planted in them all kinds of fruits. I made myself pools from which to water the forests of growing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had slaves who were born in my house. And I had also great possessions of herds and flocks, more than any who had been before me in Jerusalem. So a disciple is somebody who builds. He says, I build it for myself. I build it. Anytime you help or build a fellowship, it's for you. As much as you're helping somebody else, it's for you. Because what God deals with is not the outside, it's the heart. Because the moment I go out of my way to make sure that so-and-so, Sophoni is okay, Sophoni, I'm building Sophoni, I look for that week, I say, this week, the entire week, I'm going to challenge Kim to we read the Bible, just 3 chapters, because I know if I say 5 chapters, ataniacha katikati. But if we read 3 chapters, we read 3 chapters, Kim usijali, sunajua nakupenda. Kulombotov. You know that? Ninajifunza isheng, pole pole tu. Ama nimetupanisha? Okay. Ukiona natupanisha, ato sicheki, unanyambia pasi. Wageni wakikuwa siyezi tumia sheng. Kwa zineza jiangusha sana. So, you're building. This week you're saying, I'm challenging so and so, so that we read through the Bible, even if it's 2 chapters, and ask questions. What did you understand about that? That's now building. Are we together? That's now building. You're building one another. You're seeing somebody's going through a challenge and you're sitting there, you're just watching. No, you ask them, how can I be of help? You're building one another. You are building one another. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, our scripture for the church. We are building one another. We are building. Equipping is building. You are building yourself. Build yourself in the most holy faith. Jude chapter 1. Build yourself, verse 20. Build yourself in the most holy faith. It's about building. In discipleship, it's about building. The Lord builds the house. He says, and I will build my church. Jesus said, I will build my church upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So the building aspect begins from Jesus. When he called the disciples, when they left everything, before commissioning them, he had to build them. He had to build them. He had to build them. So today, as you get into the week, ask yourself, am I a builder? When you get yourself into the week, ask yourself that, can I sacrifice me for the sake of the other? Do I mind others? When I hear that this and this is happening to this person, I'm not waiting for Pasi to act. No. What can I do to be able to be of a benefit or a blessing to this person? Amen. Are we together? Are we together? I told you this will be one of the boring sermons that I'll be preaching, but I'm doing them intentionally so that that heart of God can be built in you, and you stop minding just me. I start minding the church. Are we together? Are we together? You stop minding me and start minding the other person. That I'm see me peke yangu nafaa kula nyama choma. Si Fred peke yake anafaa kula nyama choma. Fred, kumekuwa na request. Nimeambiwa next time tukula choma tusikule peke yetu. Hata sijamalizia, umesikia imemaliziwa. Ona Alvanas. Alvanas saizi changa, anaambia mchange. Na tumesema hapa, you do it for? No. Unachanga na unakuja kuwachinjia. You don't go halfway, you go all the way. Yes. Bwana asifiwe. By the way, yesterday I was thinking niambie watu wengine wakuje, nikasema hapa, hii nikiita watu hapa kitomana, hapo ndio utasikia mbuzi imekataa kuchinjika. Amen. So can we think about each other? Can we think about others for the sake of the other person? Can we go a mile for the sake of the other person? That I'm not seeing somebody in church does not mean I'm comfortable. It's actually irritating me throughout the week, causing me to think it is bugging me. That is the word. It's bugging me through the week. And I'm thinking, why did so-and-so did not come to church? Why did so-and-so avoid 1, 2, 3 things? I need to reach out, check on them. You don't even have to call. You can send a text. Hi, how are you? You're well? I hope all is well. I've not seen you in church. If they don't respond, send another text. Sikufe moyo. Kuna wengine hapa kila mtu huwa sikufi moyo nikikupigia simu Felix na uchukui. Nasemanga nilipiga asubuhi, acha nijaribu tena jioni. It's not easy. Sasa zingine si hata na feel kucall. It's a commitment I did. Commitment is not about emotions. If it's feelings and emotions, commitment. I'm, by the way, church, I am committed to you. You get that? So at times I don't do it because I feel like doing it. I do it because of commitment. Because maybe pia mimi kuna kitu kananisumbua kile nataka tu, but I realize there's something I'm committed to. And if I'm committed to you, it will be very hard for me to take a reverse gear. Very hard. I will try. I was so committed to RKC that I had to struggle to hand it over. I had to struggle. But at the end of the day, I had to hand it over. And that's when God told me, or was teaching me, the art of releasing with a clear heart, clear conscience. And that is what we shall be talking again, serving from a pure conscience. Serving from a pure conscience. So as a disciple of God, can you come to a place and ask, this thing that I'm doing, how does it benefit my brother? How does it benefit my sister? Not because this person is family, as in, is my family, a blood family. No, it's because this person is our family as Elevate. Can we do that? Can we create that culture? Can we create that culture? Let's love one another. Let's be there for one another. So ask yourself this question. What am I doing for the benefit of the other person? Is it everything me? Do I do it for the sake of the other? Huh? Do I do this for the sake of the other? That mwangi utapata unashikia mtoto sera ndio sera atoke tu aenda atembee tu a relax miguu akijinyorosha. Na unashika mtoto hata akilia umwiti wewe mtoto alia unasema ninamnyamazishaje. Si lazima ikue do. And I said last Sunday, si lazima ikue pesa. Najua mara mingi tukisema do it for the other person, kitu yenye na click kwa kichwa kwanza ni pesa. But si lazima pesa. Ni kama sisi venye tungeweka nyama ingine watu wakule leo. But ni venye hatu kujua kama itafika leo. I want us to give this morning as Sophie comes to just ride us through the remaining of the announcement.
I thank all of you for coming to church today. I'll make the closing prayer and then we do the statement of faith, okay? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we honor you. We bless your name. There is none like you. There is none but you. Lord, you alone are worthy to be exalted and to be lifted and to be praised. And we thank you for gathering us here, O God. We thank you for the lovely service we've had. And we thank you, Lord, for this afternoon, for the worship experience. We pray that indeed we shall feast from your table in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the series on discipleship and the act of following. God, help us to follow. Help us to be sacrificial in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be committed to one another in the name of Jesus, to be committed to this ministry. In the name of Jesus, help us to follow. Help us to understand that we do not have to know everything, but we only need to obey and follow, just like your servant Abraham followed. We thank you, O God, for Pastor Billy and for Pastor Kate, and we pray for your continuous presence and anointing upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. We exalt you, we thank you, we honor you, O God. There is none but you. And Lord, we pray that you'll continue to lead us and to guide us and to walk with us all the days of our lives. Blessed be your holy name. I pray for every one of us here. Lord, you know us by heart. You know us by name. And you know the desires of our hearts. May you fulfill them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. And we love you. And we thank you for this commission. We thank you for Elevate. We thank you for where you're taking us, because you're taking us far, O God. We thank you that you are doing great and mighty things, O God. And we love you for that, O Holy Spirit. May your name alone be exalted and be lifted. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Ruby.
I believe and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he was raised from the dead by God. I am born again. Now that I am born again, I am a spiritual being. I walk in love. I am full of the Holy Spirit. I lack nothing. My mind is transformed as I give myself to study the details in the Word of God with patience and keenness. Sharing the gospel is my delight. I walk in victory, and Christ is with me always. Amen.